This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm very pleased to have in the studio with us today Dean Tilahun Adera from the College of Health and Social Services at New Mexico State University. It's really an exciting opportunity to talk with him today because he's going to be telling us about an event that you can attend. It's a free event, as a matter of fact. Dean, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is certainly very much a topic that a lot of our listeners will be interested in, and that is federal health care reform. Parts of that reform have already gone into effect. The law will go into full effect coming up next year. And of course, there's been a lot of preparations in regard to the law, also a lot of confusion. And your college is going to be hosting a symposium on May 1st at the Las Cruces Convention Center to hopefully end some of that confusion.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, Fred. As you know, New Mexico State University takes seriously the land-grant institution status, where the university seeks to meet the needs of the community and reach out to all people around the region. This year, the College of Health and Social Services at New Mexico State University is starting a new tradition that we call the Dean's Annual Healthcare Symposium. Each year, the symposium brings experts from around the country to address various issues of importance to the public on health and healthcare. This year, on May 1, as you said, a panel of experts will focus on the Affordable Care Act, or its full name is Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. And so this panel of experts are going to address a host of issues, hoping, as you said, to expel or diminish at least some of the confusion surrounding this this law. As you know, on March 23, 2010, President Obama signed into law the Affordable Care Act, which is a comprehensive health reform. In fact, the Affordable Care Act is considered to be the most significant overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system since the passage of Medicare and Medicaid in 1965. Therefore, it's a very important law with very far-reaching implications, impacting almost every sector of society. So you can see the importance of this.
Absolutely. And for folks who want to find out more, if you're interested in going to the May 1st event at the Las Cruces Convention Center, you can register online. And the website address is chss.nmsu.edu. That's College of Health and Social Services. So it's easy to remember, chss.nmsu.edu. And if you go to the images page in the radio section of our website, you'll find a link so that you can register for the May 1st Healthcare Symposium. A very, very good topic that you chose this year for this first annual event.
Yes. I'd like to actually mention a few areas that the panelists are going to deal
Wonderful.
With, if I may.
Yes.
One is the panelists are going to deal with the impact of the law on young adults. Two, it addresses the issue of the impact of this law on low to middle income earners. Three, it addresses the impact on small business owners, the impact on employee at large companies and at small companies, which should be affected differentially, the impact of this law on the elderly, and the impact on someone with pre-existing condition, and which is also relevant to this area, to our Las Cruces area, is the impact on farmers, ranchers, and dairy and the dairy industry. So these are a host of issues that, as I said earlier, it impacts every sector of society. Everyone will be affected by it. As much as possible, this panel is will do its best to try to address all of these issues. Lots of issues. And in fact, if I may, I would like to just say a few words about the panelists.
Sure, very quickly, and we because we do have other topics too to get to today.
That's true. Dr. John Andazola, who is the program director of the New Mexico Southern New Mexico Family Medicine Residency Program, will give us an overview for those people who are interested just in an encapsulated overview. He is going to present that, and then the other panelists are going to go into some of the specifics. For example, Dr. Kelly O'Donnell, who served as Deputy Cabinet Secretary for the New Mexico Economic Development Department and has also authored various publications about New Mexico's economy, will discuss the impact of the Affordable Care Act on the entire region. Dr. Mark Epstein will specifically focus on chartered healthcare alternatives for the uninsured. Dr. William Orr who himself is a specialist in geriatric medicine in Albuquerque, will examine the effects that this law has on Medicare and Medicaid programs. Dr. Comfort Ricketts and Dr. Michael Ellis from our own university in the College of Business will address issues of small businesses and how they will be affected by the Affordable Care Act. Dr. Joe Gladstone from the College of Health and Social Services will focus on other issues that has not been touched by the others. And there's one more, that's Dr. Gina Fulbright, who is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing, who is going to talk about the impact of the law on expanded roles of nurses and how this may affect care.
Okay, so lots to learn about. Coming up again May 1st at the Las Cruces Convention Center, Understanding the Affordable Care Act is the Dean's first annual healthcare symposium. And again, you'll find a link on our website to register for that symposium. The website address is chss.nmsu.edu. And speaking of the College of Health and Social Services, lots more going on to talk about. You're going to be returning to Ethiopia in May, and there's lots going on there.
Yes. Last year, a team of professors and administrators went to Ethiopia. We consider, the primary reason for the trip was to establish a partnership with universities in Ethiopia. And we're starting with Ethiopia because Ethiopia is considered to be the capital of Africa because all the Organization of African Union has been established since the 1960s, still in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and every country in African country is represented in Addis Ababa. And so going into that country, it is going to give us access to all the other countries in Africa, which many people do not realize. Africa is really a huge continent with 54 countries. And I think it's important. I think I'd like to say that Africa is not the dark continent that people thought of years past. It's really a giant that is waking up for business. We're going to Ethiopia, and last year when we went, we established a memorandum of understanding between New Mexico State University and several universities in Ethiopia. As you know, international outreach is one of the signature goals of New Mexico State University. It is no more useful or practical for universities to sit down and wait for applications to flow in from around the world. But now universities are going out into Asia, Africa, and other places to recruit students to come here, but also to establish relationships and partnerships where our faculty will be able to go conduct research. For example, if they want to conduct research on water, and water management. There are huge opportunities are available in Africa. For example, the longest river in the world starts out of Ethiopia, the Nile, and it flows through the Sudan into the Egypt and into the Mediterranean. And that huge river has not been studied well. And so as someone, a university president in Ethiopia said, as he was inviting our professors to come, he says, you know, how many times can you study the Rio Grande? He said, because thinking that, you know, a lot of researchers have studied the Rio Grande. And so the opportunities to study huge international body, water bodies, such as the Nile and other issues, will actually put not only New Mexico State University on the map in the world, but also the researchers will have opportunity to publish internationally with counterparts both in the country of origin, but also among other WHO, World Health Organization related agencies.
And part of this is an introduction of a Master's of Public Health degree in Ethiopia. Is that right?
There is one of the universities. There are several of them. One of the universities, the Deborah Brahan University, has launched a Master of Public Health program. And we have supported and shepherded that program from the beginning. And now that they have launched that program, they are interested in getting feedback from our faculty. And so we're going there to help with that setup. But also, the universities now will pay. It is not just aid flowing from New Mexico to, but it is also a two-way street, really. The countries in Africa that we thought were destitute and poor, although poverty is still prevalent in Africa, many of these countries are now able to afford to send their students to America or to have expatriates come and partner with them and pay for their services.
Okay. Closer to home, moving on, I see that many Doña Ana Community College nursing students are now attending NMSU, and you have your first two graduates from NMSU.
Yes, we're very excited about this. As you know, Fred, our students from Doña Ana Community College, when they transferred to the School of Nursing at the college, there was some concern because these students were coming from an associate's degree program to a bachelor's degree program, which is a lot more rigorous, and whether they will be able to make it. But I want to tell you that the students really worked very, very much, and I want to say thank you to the faculty and the staff of the School of Nursing who worked late evenings and weekends and tutored the students in their areas of weaknesses. And of the 73 students, Fred, that came to our college, 70 of them passed with flying colors. And that three of them, the ones that have not done, though, are making up some of the deficiencies and will be able to succeed. We're very excited about that. And in addition, as you mentioned, there are two of these students who are going to graduate in May with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree. That's just a joy for us to see.
Wonderful news. Yes. Wonderful news. Yes. That's great to hear. And I'm sure there will be many more graduations in the years to come from those students. The College of Health and Social Services, to give people an overview, in addition to nursing, the other programs that you offer.
The other programs that we offer in the College of Health and Social Services, one is we have the School of Social Work. The School of Social Work, as you know, is a very highly sought after school and highly competitive to get in. And this program has both a bachelor's degree program in social work and a master of social work program. This program also has a center in Albuquerque, at the Albuquerque Center. So the master of social work program operates both here in Las Cruces as well as in Albuquerque. And there are now plans to expand the MSW, the Master of Social Work program in Albuquerque, and also establish the Bachelor of Social Work program in Albuquerque. As you know, University of New Mexico does not have a social work program, and so there would be no competition with the University of New Mexico. So that is going on. And then the other program is the Department of Public Health Sciences. Public Health Sciences focuses on population medicine, looking at the larger population and making sure that prevention is the key to success. We have a bachelor's degree program and a master of public health degree program for this entire region. Also in Albuquerque, we also have a program, a master of public health program for our students who are interested in there. And it's a very highly sought after program and it's expanding quite rapidly. I want to say about the nursing, one more thing. In addition to training students in the undergraduate degree programs for the Bachelor of Science in Nursing, our School of Nursing also trains students at the graduate level. Several concentrations in the Master of Science in Nursing and two doctoral degrees. And by the way, this is unprecedented in New Mexico. University of New Mexico does not have two doctoral degrees. We have a PhD, and we also have a doctorate in nursing practice, where last year, the first two graduates actually completed the doctorate in nursing practice. We're very proud of our School of Nursing.
Absolutely. And Dean Tilahun Adera wants to welcome you to attend his first annual healthcare symposium, Understanding the Affordable Care Act. That is May 1st at the Las Cruces Convention Center. You can register online at chss.nmsu.edu. Dean, thank you so much for being with us on Images.
Thank you.